Attention! Attention! Everybody up here, come on, hustle, hustle, hustle. I got something important to say. Come on, hustle. Shut up! I just got a call from our biggest client. And they run out of parts, and they need them immediately. So everyone here is gonna stay for an extra 3 hours so we can get the order out tonight. Now, the faster you get started, the faster it'll get done. Now, I'll be calling in about 3 hours to find out how everybody's doing. I get to work. But I don't want to hear that anybody went home.
Would your people say that you, as a supervisor, lead by example? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, we're going to look at leading by example, but from the lens of how your employees may see you. After all, when we ask people, tell us about the best leader that you've ever worked for, often the fact that they were willing to lead by example is one of the key attributes. So does your team think that you do a good job of setting a good example for them? Think for a minute about a leader for whom you've worked, where when you think of them, you think of them as being an exemplary demonstration of leading by example. Chances are you're going to think of someone who, when there was extra pressure and stress on the team, they dug in, they rolled their sleeves up, they helped the team out, they walked through supporting, encouraging, lending a hand. All those things are leading by example. And then think of a leader you may have worked with or for who did the exact opposite, told people that they needed to work hard, but then the leader left work early and left them just to struggle with things. So if you're leading by example, you've worked for leaders who are good at it and ones that aren't good at it. So what does your team think? Well, I've got a few tips so that your team will see you as being exemplary and leading by example. So tip number one is be willing to get your hands dirty. What that means is it shows a lot to your team when you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get in there and help them achieve success. That's especially important when you've tasked them with a special challenge where they're going to have to work either extra long hours or do a job that's maybe extra dirty. They need to know that you're willing to get in there with them and get dirty with them when they have to do those difficult tasks. Tip number two, be present. Nothing irks a team more than to have a boss tell them that they need to work on something and they're gonna have to work all night. And meanwhile, the boss is saying, I gotta go home because I got a party to attend or a TV show to watch. And some leaders will often joke even about that, like, hey guys, good luck with that. I got some Netflix to watch at home. And you can imagine that that really gets under people's skin and they don't forget it when they feel like you mistreated them or disrespected them. So be willing to be present and check in on them. That is another great tip if you are the manager of a multi-shift operation. Those guys on the afternoon and the night shift, they need to see you every once in a while. So be present with them so that they know that you care, that you're leading them by example. And the third and final tip is to be encouraging. And what that means is that as people put in extra effort and do what it takes to generate the results that you need to come alongside them and so show them some appreciation to acknowledge them doing that. I remember one supervisor had a crew of guys and they were working on a weekend and so they were earning overtime and the weather conditions were awful and it was difficult work. And the supervisor at first thought, you know what, the guys don't need a thank you. They're getting paid like double time or double time and a half for this work. That's thanks enough. And many leaders don't recognize or realize that the team actually still needs the little emotional hook of you saying thank you and I appreciate you giving us the extra effort. So even when you're paying people and that's supposed to be thanks enough, at least in your mind, remember that to be a good leader by example, it helps to acknowledge the work that people are doing so that they feel reassured that you care about them doing a great job. Now, once you've created that perception in your team, and hopefully it's more than just a perception, it's reality, that you as a leader are setting a good example, you might decide that it's time to work on some of your other leadership characteristics and behaviors. And of course, we're here for you. We offer courses, either extensive ones or short duration courses that you can access online. These days with virtual training, we're able to create an engaging environment even from your desktop. Or you could connect with us in one of our social media channels. No matter what you need from us to help you become a better leader, we're here to champion your leadership success.